On the show today, we have Q's very own Joette Mitchell talking about Q's. They've just announced in-person events starting this summer, and we talk all about it, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have an episode for you. We have a trailblazer in the midst, and that would be Joette Mitchell from Q's. Joette, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. I am sitting on pins and needles ever since I got the press release about you're just opening up all your shows. We're going to go in person, right?
This is very exciting. We can't wait.
And it's not next year. It's this summer, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm going to just dive right in here. What surrounded the decision to move forward with in-person events? Are you guys just like, hey, you know what, let's just go for it?
Yeah, well, partially, but also we've been hearing a lot from our members as well. Okay. And they're ready to get back out there as much as we are.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, first and foremost, you know, health and safety for all of our members, mm-hmm. and our sponsors and speakers is top of mind, top of our concern. Yeah. And we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't feel it was safe for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hearing from them saying that they're ready to go, then we decided, okay, let's ease our way back in and start some of our programs off this summer and dip our toe in the water, if you will.
Exactly. Which leads me to my next question is like, so how are we going to ease our way into this? How's it going to work? What protocols are in place, that type of stuff? Because I know you guys have a whole section on your website now dedicated to this, which is awesome. And we'll put a little screenshot up of that and the link in the show notes too, so people can get right to it. But from your perspective, what are some of the protocols? How are you guys going to ease into this?
And what you mentioned, the stuff on the website, that's, you know, things that we've been working closely with our hotel partners to mm-hmm. really make sure that all of the standards and guidelines are followed. Things, you know, we know everything's changing. Everything's evolving right now. So as recommendations change, as things change, that website link you mentioned is constantly being updated with the most up-to-date safety standards, making sure social distancing is in place, masking, all of those things that if we need to make adjustments or changes, mm-hmm. we will, mm-hmm. the cleaning guidelines, all of that is right there on that site. But, you know, we will continue to follow the guidelines of the social distancing. We are limiting the number of attendees. So as we ease back into these events, you know, we are limiting numbers to make sure we do have that good social distancing in place in those ballrooms to still have those good interactions, but not be crammed in, if you will, or have big tables, but just making sure that everybody feels comfortable when they get there to have an in-person event for the first time.
So, well, because I've there were a couple of conferences earlier that did in person, but they were very, very small. But there was one that like had testing on site and things like, I mean, so are you guys going to have anything like that? I mean, that's going above and beyond, but and that may be kind of post might be kind of too late for that now.
Right.
But
yeah,
this is like 6 months. Well, I don't want to say 6 months, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, but we felt
that testing wouldn't be necessary at this point, based on things happening and vaccines moving.
Right.
Hopefully there'll be more people that are vaccinated by the time we have our events in July and August. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping we don't have to go quite that granular, but just sticking to the guidelines and making sure everybody's safe. And mm-hmm. and if someone's not feeling, you know, so great, we'll have alternatives if they can't come down to the meeting room and work on some hybrid options for them if they can't make it down to the ballroom.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of hybrid, so are you guys going to do kind of a hybrid thing so people can watch online if they choose to do that?
For the upcoming summer programs, but we are developing a hybrid component to our directors conference this December.
Okay.
Just because that's traditionally been a bigger program. Mm-hmm. These smaller seminars have always been anywhere from 50 to 100 attendees. So we are, like I mentioned, with social distancing, we are limiting mm-hmm. the size of them. And so we're with having those limited numbers, we're not adding that hybrid component to those conferences. With those seminars, they're more of a deep dive, really interactive, lot of group work and group mm-hmm. think. So we wanted to make sure that we created the best environment. And so those are staying in person, unless there would need to be some sort of hybrid component for somebody who's on site.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool that you guys can offer that as well. But I'm thinking that a lot of these conferences with the hybrid approach, they're really going to expand their audience, I would think, you know? So, and you guys are probably talking about that in your meetings as well, I would assume that.
Yes.
You know, this is kind of a good thing, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives us a lot of opportunities to try out new things. We've got a new program that just launched this month called High Performing Board Digital Series. And so that is a completely online program. Cool. There's no in-person to that program, yeah. And it's for entire boards to get together. So we're really trying to create a lot of variety to make sure everyone feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right. I want to talk expectations for attendance, because you said they're not going to be as large as the pre-COVID conferences, as we call them. Yes. So what type of expectations do you guys have for attendance for these conferences coming up?
We're looking at probably about 50 to 60% of what we traditionally would have at these events. So
that's impressive, actually.
We're seeing early interest, which is great. Yeah, so little plug, register early because we might fill up based on social distancing. Uh-huh. So I want to make sure I make sure and give everybody that little tidbit of information, but just really making sure that everyone feels comfortable and has a great gathering and get those great minds together that we all miss so much of having that networking and components.
Yeah, you're gonna have, a lot of people are just chomping at the bit to, I mean, we all used to grumble and complain, oh, I got to get on the plane and go here and there. But now we're all like, hey, you know what? I can't wait to go back, So be careful what you're, what you wish for, we all kind of missed each other and now we're kind of slowly getting back to, what we were used to. But contingency plans, I'm sure you guys have talked about that as well. Something haywire, something wacky goes on. So I'm sure you guys are talking about that as well, right?
Yes. So there's a lot of discussions with hotels on closed circuit TV and attendees tuning in from their rooms if they can't make it down to the session, adding that online component, the hybrid platform, if we would need to, or completely moving them digital, we would work through. The last time you and I spoke, I was here talking about our directors in December, our whole virtual program that was in December, and we had our networking event in November, and those went off really, really well, had a lot of great attendance at those. So we would use a similar platform if for some reason we would need to move them digitally.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm actually really excited to see how the traditional conference will evolve into the hybrid model, which you guys are really pioneering as well as a lot of other folks are. And so it's really kind of neat to see what you guys have in store for us, Yeah. And you're making it so much easier for us to attend a conference, whether it's something like this, or we're going to hop on a plane and go to a destination and check it out in person, which a ton of people are still going to do. So everybody that I've talked to is like, we can't wait to see face-to-face, sit down at a table and network and brainstorm and things like that. It's things that you just can't, this just doesn't quite capture that. Mm-hmm. But the other end of it, the other side of the coin is like, hey, you know what? For those who traditionally can't go to a conference, this is a pretty cool plan B.
Yes. It is. And it's really been exciting to kind of go through the motions and go through the planning process of, okay, how can we capture the variety of comfort levels and choices that people make and scheduling conflicts, right? It's a lot easier to jump on a Zoom call for a couple hours and get some great content and know that you're still there with your family. You're still doing what you need to do at home. Yeah. And so really working to all levels and all interests is really been a great way for us to expand into, those members that we haven't been able to reach before.
Right. How about on-demand stuff? Are you guys going to have on-demand, somebody can't make a session or something like that? Are you guys going to record them and have them on demand so people can watch them at a later date or something like that? Because I've noticed a lot of that happening as well.
And we did that for our digital programs that we had back in November and December, and that High Performing Board Series, the same thing. We're recording the sessions. So if people can't tune into those live during the live sessions, that program has a combination of asynchronous learning as well as the live sessions. So really and truly, if the dates conflicted, you could work on that program completely independent of what fits into your schedule.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I love how this is the creativity, Joette. Yeah. really giving people options, I think is fantastic. I think it works really well for everybody. The folks who put on the conferences and then the attendees as well. And not to mention the speakers as well, my gosh, and all the vendors and stuff like that attending. And oh my gosh, yeah, I'm excited to see how it's gonna shake out.
Yeah, we have a lot of vendors that are really eager and excited to get back out there and have conversations with members and see everybody's faces again, even though we can't do hugs, you know, we can do waves and knuckle or an elbows from a distance. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of interest in that part for the programs, the in-person events as well.
Good deal. Well, this is great, great news, I think. And it's just, and I think a lot of people will be kind of sitting on pins and needles watching and say, hey, how are those Q's conferences going to work out? So I think a lot of people are going to be waiting to watching because you guys are really pushing that envelope. So we appreciate that. And I know you've already said it 100 times, but you guys are put all the safety protocols in place and it's going to work out pretty well. So I can't wait.
Yes. I know. I'm just, I'm almost speechless at some points because it's just seems so surreal. The last conference I planned was our ExecuSummit March of right as everything went into lockdown in 20. Yeah. And so it's so exciting to have in-person events coming up here in July.
Yeah.
And
the last time that I saw you guys all in person was the symposium a year and a half ago or so, something like that. So gosh, can't wait. All right. Well, I'm really excited for you guys. Congrats on really, again, pushing this envelope. And I think a lot of people are going to follow as well. And can't wait. Can't wait.
Fantastic.
All right. And last question for you. Where can folks go to find out more information on the conferences that you guys are going to be right?
So I've got some short URLs above my head or at my head. But just a quick little breakdown on those. Our supervisory development seminar and the director development seminar, those two are going to be taking place the end of July,
okay,
the 27th through the 31st in down in Florida in Amelia Island. And then ExecuNet is going to take place in August in Whitefish, Montana. So those are the two, the two locations, but the three upcoming programs we have going on this summer. And then in December, we'll have the director's conference the first week of December in Marco Island, Florida. And that one will have the hybrid component that we talked about earlier. Right on. So that'll really capture all of those options for people.
Cool. And then you also have the 2022 lineup as well, right? So
yes.
I saw some of those too. So gosh.
We're starting to build that, and symposium will be back at the Grand Wailea in Hawaii. So that's exciting. And ExecuSummit will return in March. And so it's just, it's been really fun to see that calendar come back together again.
Yep. I agree. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see everybody again. And it's going to be great. So good stuff. All right, Joette, anything else to add here to wrap up?
I don't think so. I think we've covered it. You know, just as a reminder, we have everything for all levels, whether you're ready to get back in person and want to join us in July or August or December, or if you want to do a completely digital program or a hybrid component, we're working through all the options. So wherever people's comfort levels are, we are working on an opportunity for them for that.
Good deal. All right. Well, we will put all the links in the show notes as well so people can get right to it and perhaps give you a call if they have any questions and
line
up and register, and let's get back to where we were. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Joette. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always.
So
well
much.
Done. Keep up the good work. Okay.
Thank you so much. We will hopefully see you very, very soon.
Indeed. Indeed.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.